I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Within traditional Mongolian music, a unique bowed string instrument is most important to the Mongol people, serving as a symbol of national pride. It is known as the Morin Kur, the horse head fiddle. It is rare that a nationally celebrated instrument is partially grounded in legend. However, the horsehead fiddle has several, with one linked to a shepherd named Namjil the Cuckoo, who was gifted a flying horse that he would mount and ride well into the night to meet up with a woman he loved. Sadly, as the tale unfolds, another woman, envious of this knightly encounter, fatally clipped the horse's wings so it could no longer fly. As Namjil grieved over his beloved horse, he cut hairs from its tail, and thus the first Morin Kur horsehead fiddle was born, with plaintive melodies echoing across the land about the love he had lost. Aside from its link to legend and its emblematic relationship to Mongolian cultural norms, the Morin Kur is known for its trapeziform, wooden frame, carved in the shape of a horse's head, that serves as a sound chamber with two strings attached, made from nylon, or more traditionally, harvested from horsehair. Depending on the player's tastes, the horsehead fiddle is negotiated for playing Western classical music or for traditional Mongolian styles, with the frame covered in animal skin. However, since the 1970s, it is often showcased with a fully wooden soundbox. The uniqueness and historical significance of the horsehead fiddle, traditionally played with a bow similar to that of a cello, is held between the legs of the player and not on the floor, with its neck resting on the player's shoulders. Today, there exist three formal schools of performance stylization, yet there is no limitation pairing, plucking, or bowing the Morin Kur horsehead fiddle, which dates back to at least the 13th century, now appearing in concert with other world music instruments and styles from around the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.